Dave Moore on Today FM.
Morning, Dave. Great to see you.
Great to see you too. It's been a while.
It has. I haven't been down in, what's the end of the ship?
The bottom decks, the lower decks.
Haven't been in the lower decks for a while.
No, but we're glad you're here now, down to see us. And did you see, in our new office that we recently got done up, and I hate to bring things into the office when people are listening wherever they were and they don't know anything, but we did get planting done. So that beside our desks now, we have a few little plants reaching over to us.
And are they real plants?
They're real plants, but we're not allowed to water them because people come in on a schedule to do that, apparently.
And they're very good, those people.
Yeah.
There's actually a crowd in Dublin who go around all of Europe doing the offices, because I meet them queuing up for Reiners, and sometimes I meet them with watering cans.
You're joking.
And they go
me.
Around places like Facebook, all, and they're based in Dublin.
And they go around everyone in your... Surely that's a job that could be outsourced and we wouldn't have to be flying lads over to pour a bit of water on a plant.
I think they got good at it and got a good reputation, and I think they probably planted up these Facebook
So they're
HQs
theirs. Yes, yeah, so yeah, I know, what you, mean. I know what you mean.
But imagine that, meeting somebody, it made me feel at home, waiting for a Ryanair with a watering can.
That's brilliant. You were busy, was it last summer you were busy making this program? We're only going to start to kind of see it now, which is called Greatest Gardens. So yourself and beautiful Carol Klein get together and you do, go around Northern Ireland.
Yes.
You pick, am I right, 15 gardens, kind of split over 5 episodes. So you have 3 per episode and a celebrity guest per episode.
Yes. So I think it's much like House of the Year, Home of the Year.
Oh, yeah, of course. A similar format.
Similar format. However, we made the first series of this 12 years ago.
Wow.
And there's been a break
of 11 years.
11 years. Between that. I don't know what I did wrong, but...
Well, maybe they waited for Home of the Year and those ones to get popular and then go, well, we've already had this idea.
It could have been. Yeah, it could have been that. But with the change, yes, that they bring somebody over who's a household name from telly in the UK, and they join us for the 3 days.
And all garden lovers, I guess, is what you'd call them. Not gardeners. You're the gardeners.
But all interested. Yeah. Some more so than others, but all with a very definite interest, all with interesting things to say. Some obsessed, like Fred Syria from First Dates.
First Dates, you know Fred. French Fred.
Yes, French Fred, who's crowned himself the king of lawns. so he's utterly obsessed. Patrick Grant from Sewing Bee, restoring a house in the Borders up in the north of England.
Yeah.
Restoring house and garden, really interested. Some like Penny.
Penny Lancaster.
Who probably has a squadron of
gardeners. Yeah.
But again, very interested. So, Prue.
Prue Leith, of course. Prue Leith, Bake Off.
Yes. Yeah.
And Katie Piper.
The first program.
Okay, well, don't forget, Fridays at 9:30 is where you can see that show. It's absolutely brilliant. But can I take you back in time for a second? Because I was doing a bit of digging when you know that you were coming in. And look, you've been coming in for years. We've done every game there is, and Dermot versus Dermot and all these different things we've done over the years. I found what I think is your first ever television appearance.
Wow.
We're going Chelsea Garden Show.
Yeah.
We're going back, I think, 31 years.
I want to say drop the F, but I won't.
Let's have a listen. Stick on your headphones there and have a listen. This is the Chelsea Garden Show in 1995.
Remember.
The title of the garden is To the Waters and the Wild, and that comes from the Yeats poem, Stolen Child. So it's how I see that poem manifest, let's say. This is my vision of... The poem was written about an area called Lentcar down in County Kerry. And seeing as we got a lot of the plants within 5 or 6 miles of that area, we have built up our picture of the vision of that poem.
And very successful it was too. I noticed you took your headphones off almost instantly.
I can't stand to listen to myself or watch myself. I just can't do it. But that's right. That was 1996.
96, okay.
Second Garden at Chelsea Flower Show. It was a disaster, the garden. The planting wasn't from that Lentcar, so I got that wrong. The Lentcar that Yeats was talking about, as people wrote in to tell me, was in Sligo.
Gotcha.
But it was quite amazing because I had done a garden there the year before and I'd got away with it.
Gotcha.
You kind of got away with
it. Okay.
Went back the following year. I had created a traditional garden because I thought, give them what they want.
Yeah, coming from Chelsea Garden shows what they want. Yeah.
Second year, I wanted to go and change the world of garden design. And midway through the build of the second garden, I knew it was a disaster.
Oh.
And I knew I couldn't do it. I wasn't up for it. It was based on Michael Jackson's Billie Jean video.
Wow.
When he walked down the street.
The pavement.
So we had that glass paving slabs in a lawn that lit up when you stood on them. A curved glass brick wall inspired by the men's loo in the pod at nightclub. Do you remember that?
I've been there,
with
yeah.
Water
absolutely.
Pouring down it, and then new exotic planting
right,
front of it. And it was a disaster. And on the way in on Medals Day, which is the first, I rang my friend who was there and I said, how did we do? And he said, we got a letter saying, we don't understand this, go home and never come back.
Oh my God.
And it was terrible. And then the Beeb said they were doing something about young gardeners at Chelsea that year. Would I record something? But Alan, this was to be thrilling. So Alan comes around, and that made up for everything.
Alan Titchmarsh
comes around.
Yeah.
And I was explaining the garden to him, and you can see that he doesn't get it, doesn't understand it. And I said, it lights up. He said, right, I'll be back at night. And producer told me, she told me that he wouldn't be back, but I had to stay on until it got dark.
Got dark and videos, yeah.
So we watched, friends had come over, we watched in some hotel room on the Thursday evening. There's probably only one show from Chelsea that year televised, and we watched this, and we watched Alan go in the garden and kind of shake his head and whatever. We watched him leave, and then the show ended. The final sequence was Alan going into a very traditional English garden.
Gotcha.
With a bed of chamomile. He lies on it. There's a dream seat. He falls asleep dreaming about all the gardens he'd seen and loved that year, and ours wasn't there. And then the credits rolled. And then you come back to me standing in the garden after the credits.
Post-credits.
And they had a jib arm fly up and the garden was lit up. And you hear my voice saying, where's Alan? He'll never know what he missed. And I have to say, I hated it. But it was post-credits and everything like that. And that was unusual. And I went to queue up at this dreadful garden the following morning. And there was a security guard outside the main gates of Chelsea checking your pass. He said, you're that guy. I said, what guy? He said, that guy on telly last night with that really cool garden.
No.
And there were crowds around it.
Stop.
And that first, that very day, I got my first ever TV offer.
Look at that, lads.
And it was that overnight. The garden wasn't great.
But
it looked great on telly.
That's all that matters.
I did about another 20 years of that.
I can remember, lots of questions for you that have come in. Yeah, okay to answer a few?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Throw your headphones on there for the first one's coming in from Pam in Donegal, who says this.
We're in our house about 4 years. The house is about 8 years old when we moved in. And just wondering where to start, really, with something that'll flower all year round and withstand the elements, something hardy, because we live in the coast. I would love to grow rhododendrons and that, but yeah, just useless at gardening, don't know where to start, but would just love to start. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Pam. I think a lot of people find themselves in that situation, not necessarily that exact situation with Pam on the coast of Donegal. I'm sure it's beautiful, but with this situation of going, I don't know where to start, Dermot.
Yes, and the second part of that was looking for all year round colour.
Yes.
Which is a very suburban thing, Pam. Now, Pam, you live in one of the most beautiful parts of the world and you're by the coast, so you possibly have a view of the water. Maybe, first of all, that's your garden.
Maybe it is.
I've spent the vast part of the past year working in Donegal, in Glenties, on the Dancing at Lunasaw house, which we've turned into a kind of visitor garden thing.
Wow.
All sorts of exciting things going on there. And I got to know it and places around Glenties, beautiful part of the country. How you start with any garden, become aware of site and situation. You already know that it's probably wind ravaged if it's by the coast. Understand your soil is the next thing. It's possibly light and sandy.
Yeah. Okay.
So that means hard to establish anything because water drains through it and feed would drain through the soil very fast. It's possibly boggy. So that means heavy and maybe retains too much moisture. So you want to condition the soil, first of all, and go with forget that suburban idea of colour all year round.
Green's a colour.
Green is a colour. Bronze is a colour. So carex is, which is a type of sedge or a grass or a grassy looking plant. Multistem birch, which we're, and have a look at what is growing well in the locality.
Yes.
Rhododendron, yeah, beautiful plant if the soil is right, but it's a woodland plant. So
unlikely at the beach.
Unlikely in that sort of exposure. Yeah.
Okay. Declan and Carrick Macross says, is it better to pull weeds or spray them?
Oh, I wouldn't spray. Spray anything. Because if you're talking about sprays, you're talking about poisons. And we should never have any reason to spray poisons on plants or soil. So pulling them before they flower, pulling them at this time of the year, absolutely. Because if a plant is about to flower, that'll produce, after the flower come the seeds, they'll disperse everywhere. Or through birds eating them or blowing in the wind or whatever. So pull them out. Or another thing you can do, if you don't mind doing it a few times, boiling water on the foliage.
Okay.
So daisies and gravel, for instance, if they're really annoying you, boil the kettle, put some to it, and do that a few times. The plant will not survive,
survive that.
So that's very simple. Or get a flamethrower.
There you go. There are your options. Question for DG. I like the way someone's put your name into an abbreviation there. I have a runaway bride hydrangea, which looks like it's dead. When I pull it up, though, I notice the twigs were not fully dead. They were green on the inside when cut. There are very tiny leaves budding, although they don't look very promising. Should I prune it back to the stump or leave it be and see what happens? It's about 3 or 4 years old.
Certainly not to the stump. So, but you could prune it back a little bit light now. But actually, you're caring about not if this produces flowers this year, if it's just still alive. So I would prune it back maybe 12, 16 inches from the very centre of the crown. And the secret with hydrangeas is in the name hydra, water. Loves loads of water. And that's what I do very well in Irish gardens, especially around Cork and Kerry.
Very good. Sandra in Westport says, are there flowers that are cheap and cheerful but look nice? The cost is something that puts me off.
I would say that gardening is can be incredibly cheap if you learn some skills. So, for instance, if your lavender looks great, will grow in very poor soil as long as it's a nice, open, sunny position with maybe a little bit of shelter and taking cuttings. So
right.
Learn about propagation. Packets of seeds. If you sprinkle some meadowflower seeds, some wildflower seeds, if you're in rural native wildflower in a rural pictorial meadow, if you, they cost maybe £3 for a packet and you will get virtually a garden out of it from that. So they're very good value.
And the final question is from a certain man called Cottle. I think might be sitting over there. It says, tips on making a balcony look colourful this summer as Cottle just got himself a lovely new apartment with a balcony. What direction is your balcony facing?
Oh,
come on.
The sun is, it faces me at like morning to lunchtime.
Morning to lunchtime. Yeah. So, yeah, semi shade. So,
yeah.
I would go for foliage plants. The most important thing is you're growing them in containers. Make sure, first of all, the containers have really good drainage. Sometimes with big containers, they need little feet to keep them off the ground because the pressure of the compost can bung in that drainage hole. Really good quality compost. Very good stuff available in Dunstores.
Dunstores, Dermot Gavin branded compost, which I just got the other day, which is excellent.
That's really? Okay.
And then I would go for foliage plants rather than flower. Maybe there are things like Busy Lizzie's, the type of stuff your mum used to grow, which will do, and begonias will do well in the shed, but go for foliage plants will be much better. Even a small balcony, if it's not too exposed, you can have a tree in it.
Here, can he do herbs?
Herbs love sun.
They love sun, so maybe not.
Okay.
They love full sun.
Yeah.
Most herbs would be Mediterranean in origin, so they want to be out.
Okay.
But a sunny windowsill, you could do herbs.
Rosemary would grow, surely to God.
Rosemary will grow. Yeah. It might complain a little bit.
Yeah, because I have one.
Need some love.
Yeah.
Might need some love. Well,
I have one right
it
up,
might
right
need
up beside
2 weeks in the Costa del Sol.
Sure. Don't we all, Dermot Gavin? Don't we all? Thank you so much for coming in.
Great
Fridays,
to see you.
Half nine, BBC Two, The Greatest Gardens with Dermot Gavin
nine,
and Carol Clan.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on BBC Two. That's what I said. 7 o'clock on BBC Two. Greatest Gardens with Dermot Gavin and Carol Clan. Going to be absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Salam.
Dave Moore on Today FM.